Welcome to The Economy and You, a 5-minute look at the way developments in the local economy and financial field impact your day-to-day life. On today's program, we explore measures being implemented by the government to encourage innovation in the manufacturing and production industries. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Do you have an idea for a new product that could have a massive impact on the local marketplace? Is that product unlike anything that is already on the market? Then guess what? The government wants you to get started with your research and development plans and is even providing financial incentives to help the process along. The incentives are being provided under the Income Tax Relief Large-Scale Projects and Pioneers Industries Act.
The Act provides for pioneer industries to receive additional tax credit to further reduce tax liability, thereby encouraging innovation through scientific research and the application of technology to alter or improve existing industries or services.
Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. The Act empowers the Minister of Finance to grant tax credits to manufacturers and producers, whether large or small, once their research and development activities will lead to the creation of a new, unique consumer product or service.
The Act requires that economic activity being considered for the grant of these special incentives is not being carried out in Jamaica on a substantial commercial basis at the present time, and that it involves or is intended to involve the commercial application of the results of scientific research.
In other words, the final product or service being created should be something completely new to the marketplace or from a field that is not well established in Jamaica. It should also be intended for commercial use, that is, to be sold to consumers and profits generated. Dr. Phillips says the regulations supporting the Tax Relief Large-Scale Projects and Pioneers Industries Act are to be promulgated in short order. The overall intention behind this piece of legislation is to encourage Jamaican manufacturers to be innovators and leaders who will create new industries and employment. This, he says, is part of overall plans to spur even greater growth within the Jamaican economy. The finance minister is also encouraging manufacturers and producers to take advantage of the special products provided by the Development Bank of Jamaica to help bring innovative business ideas to reality.
The Development Bank of Jamaica is also focusing or providing monetary incentives to large, small, and medium-sized businesses in the productive sector, particularly those that are engaged in improvement in innovation and technology. Some of the businesses that have benefited specifically from the provision of additional capital or privileged access to capital include the animation, business outsourcing, e-learning, e-commerce applications.
Assistance from the Development Bank doesn't just stop at providing funds. Companies can also get valuable technical support.
The Development Bank of Jamaica is also providing grants, innovation grants, or to businesses in order to enable them to prepare themselves more effectively. So they're providing vouchers that may be redeemable for business advisory purposes or other purposes, particularly for small, medium-sized enterprises.
Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. So if you have a unique idea for a consumer product or service, be sure to contact the Ministry of Finance and the Development Bank of Jamaica to see how they can help you to go from thought to finish. Call the Ministry of Finance at 922-8600 and the Development Bank of Jamaica at 929-4000. That's it for today's program. Thanks for your company. I am Vaughn Davis, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of The Economy and You.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.